He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It is Wednesday, February 18th. The Texans coaches and front office have left for the Indianapolis Scouting Combine. Yes, they are in Indy where they will evaluate talent the next few days, trying to eye who they will think will be the next Texans. And this year's Combine will be all about defense for the Texans. Houston has the 18th pick in the first round of the draft, and they have a lot of holes to fill on the defensive side of the ball, including a defensive pass rusher opposite Mario Williams, a linebacker, and a physical safety. And if cornerback Dante Robinson does not re-sign with the Texans during free agency, yes, the Texans will need another corner. So just where exactly will the Texans be going in the first round? Well, the Combine answers a lot of those questions. First, players go through a series of measurable drills. Those drills include the 40-yard dash, the bench press, and vertical jump. Now, Texans want an athletic player, a player who is fast, and a player who can wreak havoc on the field. That means they'll be looking for players who are explosive in the vertical jump and who run fast times in the 40. A few of the names that are being tossed around for the Texans are linebacker Brian Cushing out of USC, or Clay Matthews, another linebacker out of USC. Now, these would both be first-round guys who the Texans could get at the 15th pick or maybe possibly trade down and get. But there are a lot of people out there who would like the Texans to trade up and be able to get Brian Arakpo, a defensive end who could be converted into a linebacker, Everett Brown, or Aaron Maben. All three of those guys are considered tweeners. They can play defensive end or linebacker. Now, the linebacker class is very deep this year, and a lot of people think that the Texans will go there instead of going for actual defensive end who can play opposite Mario. Texans also do need a linebacker. Zach Diles was injured most of last season, and Xavier Adibi did well as a rookie, but he was undersized and he got nicked a lot. So the Texans could look for that outside linebacker who can rush the passer, be an edge rusher, but also drop into coverage. Of course, HoustonTexans.com will be in Indianapolis to provide extensive, in-depth coverage. We'll be there shooting videos, writing stories, basically getting the lowdown about everything that's going on at the Combine. So stay tuned. Go to HoustonTexans.com for the latest Combine information. As always, Texans fans, thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
Football time in Houston.